And welcome everyone to another Sunday afternoon here on Revolution Radio. And I'm also on PSN Radio. I'm Stephen Robertson. This is Cancel the Cabal. I know my two guests very, very well. I'm also actually working on a third one, trying to get a third one to realize what's going on and get her butt in here. But I have a couple of pretty good friends I've known for, I don't know, it's been a while here now, close to 6 or 7 months anyways. We've done a lot of things together on two other networks, actually. I want to welcome Sherry Wisdom and Gary Skinner to Revolution Radio. Welcome, guys.
Hi. How are you?
Hi, Steven. Good evening.
How are you? And we're also waiting on Rhonda, the other...
Miss Rhonda!
The other part of the foursome. But we're on... Me and Sherry was on another network for a short while, CCN network, and we're also on People's Internet Radio Network. And I'm not sure what are we going to talk about today, guys?
Well, I'm still a little riled up from yesterday, and I mean, I'm open to that type of discussion. Gary, what do you think?
Yeah, I think the conversation we were having yesterday could have gone on for, you know, 3 or 4 hours. It was
Be right back, guys.
Okay.
That 2 hours just flew by, didn't it? I think.
Well, it did fly by, and I wish Rhonda was here, because I think that was a big part of a lot of our discussion was, I think, maybe the controversy of religion and people also holding prejudice against different religions when maybe we're all saying the same thing. It's just under a different title or in a different box.
Yeah, it was kind of interesting for me to hear, because, I mean, I've known Rhonda for a while, but I didn't know the full extent of, like, her beliefs in that area. It's not something I've discussed with her. So it was, I was kind of not surprised, but I didn't realize the extent to some of her beliefs.
It was
interesting to kind of discuss that sort of thing, and we're all coming from pretty different backgrounds.
Well, I know that it's like when she goes to Florida, she is going, her uncle is a priest, and she's actually going and staying, like, he lives within the communion, I believe. And so, like, she goes and that's where she's staying. And I think that there's a lot of influence in her family as far as Catholicism and her beliefs. She's been doing it for a long time. Probably, I think it's just been in the last few years where she still holds the beliefs, but her mind has opened to not beating herself up because of the abilities that she has.
Say, Jerry?
Yeah.
That was Rhonda. And I'm actually going to call her on her phone, and she's going to join us here in a minute. All right?
Great.
That'll be good. We were just talking about her.
Yeah.
So that gives you, you know, a little background. When you have deep, I mean, I'm pretty sure, and we'll ask her, but I'm pretty sure that, like, she was, like, she did the rosary or went to church on Wednesdays and Sundays for most of her life.
It's interesting you mention about like, having, you know, like, psychic abilities and things like that, because that was, you know, going back in time a little bit, that was really the, you know, that was seen as evil by the church, weren't it, in some cases?
Oh, absolutely.
You know, burnings.
Hello, Rhonda.
Things like that.
Absolutely. Hi, beautiful. Were your ears burning?
Well, yeah, kind of.
I bet they were.
Hey, Rhonda.
You know, I was over here. I'm talking about you already.
Well, I am in my car, and it's pouring so bad that you can't see to drive, and I get to pull over every few minutes because it's so terrible out. I mean, I get 15 miles to go before I get home, so.
Ooh, that's caca.
Deal with me. Okay, guys?
All right. Well, you just kind of, I mean, you don't, but we're going to kind of continue on our conversation that we had yesterday, but I think, you know, after we've all had some more time to think about things and look at things, but one of the things Gary said is he was surprised at, you know, because you guys have never really talked about your views and being a Catholic. And
right. Because I was so into the New Age, you know?
And then, yes. And then I think that, so then I said to him, I said, well, I mean, I think most of your life, I mean, didn't you, you were reared to where you went to church on Wednesdays and Sundays, and you were very involved in the church. Is that right? Or no?
Very involved. Yeah. Well, I went to Catholic school, and I broke away from it because my parents weren't faithful Catholics.
Right.
I have an uncle who's a priest. And he's been my spiritual advisor my whole life.
And that's who you go to, right? That's when you go to Florida, you stay with him, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
I was actually raised Catholic for about 10 years myself. My mother remarried a Catholic man, and I went to a Catholic church, and from the age of 8 until 18, and I went to the Saturday evening kind of catechism classes. I didn't go through the school or anything like that, Rhonda, but I do have a sense of what you went through.
Right. I mean, I went through a lot, you know, and then I broke away from it. I went to Catholic high school, and after I went to high school, I get into my own life, you know, and distance myself from God, basically. And I found through working with the New Age that, you know, a lot of people don't know this, but it's deception. It's letting the dark in. It's different things. And I can set up some links for everybody to watch if you're interested. But it's part of Satan, the dark, you know, whatever we want to call it. Because what's going on right now in the world is everybody's waking up, so to speak, okay? And they're having these feelings within, like Sherry and I and all of us talked about it last night, Steve and Gary also. You know, everybody's all of a sudden feeling these different things, feeling, you know, kind of guilty, that word guilty that we use for different things that they've done in their life. And there's a reason for that because, you know, the Bible says end times is near. And I've been doing a lot of research about it, and everything is just fitting together like puzzle pieces, okay? And I know the Bible has been rewritten, you know, by man, and a lot of things have been changed. There are a lot of things that the Vatican withholds. But I'll tell you, the Bible holds, it's called Book of Life, you know, and how we should be as human beings. And I believe that. I believe that 100%, and I'm not going to change my mind about it again. And I'm not going to be persuaded about it. You know, there are different things like the Koran. And what's the other one, Sherry?
Oh, I don't know, because I'm...
The Torah?
Oh, there.
Yeah, that also. You know, and it's people's beliefs, like the Muslims believe in God, you know, far beyond any other religion. They give up their lives.
They do.
You look at the things they do. They blow up themselves.
They take it literally, yes.
You know, and
that's the thing, Rhonda, back 300-400 years ago, the people that were called the Puritans, they took it to hand too. They took it to heart also. You know, they would stone people, or they would burn women for being witches, and you know, all that stuff. But I left the Catholic Church when I was 18, when I graduated and left home. I didn't leave my religious beliefs. I just left the Catholic Church because there was so many of those pedophile scandals coming out right around the same time, late 70s, early 80s.
Right, but this is what people don't understand, okay? It's not the Catholic faith that's doing it. It's the beings behind it.
Yes. Now, it's the Jesuits.
The messages from Fatima, which are legit messages that doctors and scientists cannot put a finger on how these things happen. I mean, look at the message of Fatima where the children asked the Blessed Mother for a sign to show all people. And what happened was the sun was coming toward the earth. It was spinning. It was projecting these colors. And people who believed didn't run and scream. People who believed stayed and got cured of all the illnesses, the people that believed, okay? And this was it's a message. It's really a message. And the message that's portrayed by the Blessed Mother is humanity better wake up because the end time is near. And she states that what will happen will be 10 times worse than your most horrific thoughts. So you can just imagine, you know, what kind of a devastation that would be to humanity. And it's even stated that millions of people are going to die through a fire from the sky, which is probably the comets that are going to hit the earth. And it's stated also that there's a dragon, it's stated in Revelation 12, I believe, dragon in the sky sweeps away a third of the stars. Now, that third of the stars is the hierarchy in the Catholic Church, okay? Because what's happening is, in one of the messages of Fatima, which was revealed to the third secret, that hasn't been revealed because the Pope didn't want to reveal it because it makes the Church look bad. And what it states is that the hierarchy in the church is going to be the downfall, because they're going to be bishops and bishops are going to be fighting, cardinals and cardinals are going to be fighting. And it stated that there was a Holy Father dressed in white going through a city that had been devastated. He was walking by bodies everywhere, and he was blessing the bodies, and he went to kneel down in front of a cross, and he got shot by military. Okay, so the Vatican didn't want to come out with this, and the Holy Father is the Pope. Okay, and now everybody's talking about, you know, Pope Francis being the Pope, that he's the one that gave the approval for, you know, mercy on different, you know, gay marriage and abortions and all that. And he's allowed the church to allow that in confession. And
is Pope Francis the current? Is he the current one?
Huh?
Is Pope Francis the current?
Who's that?
Pope Francis.
Pope Francis, you just mentioned, is he the current one?
He's the current Pope, yeah.
Yeah.
And he's loved. He's loved by many. He's even performed miracles. Look at the baby that he kissed on the forehead going through a crowd. This baby had days to live. And the baby went back to the hospital a few days after his blessing with Pope and had a tumor in his brain. And the tumor was gone. This is days after. So this puzzles me a little bit. You know, I can understand the things that he's approving to the church and all that, but these are the things that really make you think, you know, if he's the one who's going to be the downfall, how is he performing these miracles, you know? And, you know, this
I think it's hard for me, I guess, in hearing the storyline, because it's something that, first of all, it's just like with the end of the world coming every 10 years, right? 2006, if you look it up, 2006, it was the same thing. And they will come in, and there will be huge biblical, there will be Notre Dame, and there will be all kinds of scientific reasoning. And I'm not doubting, I'm not saying that it's not true, because I don't know. But I'm saying that any time that it is about fear, and any time that it is something where you're putting people into a place of not being of themselves, I have a question. Is Rhonda gone? Did we lose her?
I think we lost Rhonda.
Oh, we did. Well, okay. I'll call her back then.
Well, she said she was in her car and it was really rainy, so.
Well, it's probably snowing or something out there. Cause it's cold around it. Well, she might be getting the rain that we had the other day.
Yeah, I don't know.
I'll give her a call back, though.
I understand that a lot of people are seeing the signs that are spoken of in many different areas. Mm. I don't know how to approach that because to me, it's just like with the shining light that moved, that had listening colors. To me, that's a ship.
I lost you guys.
Hi, we lost you.
Sorry about that.
No, that's okay. Sherry asked you a question. Go ahead, Sherry.
So when you're talking about, I don't remember now the question that I was asking originally.
You were talking about all the predictions on the end of the world.
Oh, okay. So there's been all these different dates, and there's been all these different scientific and biblical, really, is showing that basically it's not just the end of the world, but that it's like a judgment day, or it's a wave of whatever it is that has dominated this planet is like coming to sweep it over and kill the masses. And because they're not following the word of God, because they're not following, they're not doing what they're supposed to, they're not, you know, they're not following the rules, they're not behaving, they're misbehaving, they're, you know, all these other things. And I get that. I mean, I know that that's what it says. So my question,
yeah, but
it doesn't state
a date, even though all of these prophets, so to speak, like Nostradamus and whoever, they've given a roundabout figure, because nobody knows the date or time that this is going to happen.
Sure.
Okay. And we're not supposed to know. The only one who knows is God. And the messages from Fatima are a wake up call, like a tap on the shoulder. Okay, humanity, you guys are not doing the right thing. So here's how to fix it, and I'm going to show you how to fix it. If you don't want to listen to me, it's going to happen.
So here's, okay, so what year did they come? What year did the children receive the message?
1917. And the Blessed Mother appeared to these children for the first time, and she actually, they were afraid. So they, you know, you saw the little clip I sent you.
Oh, yeah. I get it.
Yeah, they turned away from her. She finally brought them forward where they weren't afraid, and she said she was going to appear to them on the 13th month for the next six consecutive months.
Okay.
Right. And it would be, I think, 13th hour, which is 1 o'clock. Don't quote me on that. I'm not really sure of the time.
Right. And the messages, I mean, I guess the whole thing is, and this is still, again, it feels like, because every story that comes through Catholicism has some big secret lie, some big thing that they're not telling, something that is surrounding so that the people are left to basically not, they're not even given the whole story to follow, but told to have faith. And that's right, where I guess it just seems like another one.
Well, that's where the Vatican right now is in the wrong. The Blessed Mother appeared to St. Lucy. She was a nun back in the 1930s, and she got the message about, she knew the third message, and she was just so troubled over the third message, and she wouldn't bring it to herself to write down on a piece of paper to give to the Pope so that they would have it. And the message was to be told in 1960, either before she died or not, or on the date, you know, the year 1960. And she finally, after the Blessed Mother appeared to her and told her that she needed to do this for the well-being of humanity. And she did it. And she gave it to the Pope. The Pope read it, and they haven't released the message. And it's because of the Catholic Church. So there's a big difference between the church and the faith.
And I get that, but I find it, I guess this is the other part of it, is it seems so egotistical to think that only the Catholic Church is controlling the entire planet.
Well, the Catholic Church is the foundation for God. It's the church. You know, in the Bible it says, you know, a lot of the New Agers don't believe that.
Well, I don't think it's just New Agers. It's anybody who has a different religion besides Catholicism. And I'm not debating right. whether or not it's true. What I'm saying is that there are how many different bases of religion? I mean, like Christianity is even more widespread than being a Catholic.
Yeah, I think I heard one time that there's like 1,600 versions of it or something like that.
Yes, and so I mean, so it seems like to me. I mean, I'm not like I said. I'm not. I'm kind of being the advocate here, but I'm just kind of. I'm really just asking because it seems like why is it that the Catholic Church. Because if you talk to some people, it's the Jews who are so in control and so in connection, and they're responsible for the coming of, you know, the doomsday and whatever you want to call it. And then you hear the Catholic Church, well, they're responsible. You see what I'm saying? And so I want to know, like, what is it? What is the connection that connects them more than the other people on the planet that are also in manifestation and creation?
Well, because of the beginning times in Palestine. And when Jesus walked preaching the word, he walked through all those places. And the Jews were the original, okay? And I mean, if you've read the Bible, you'll know the story. There was a series on called the Bible series. And
well,
if anybody has seen it.
Huh? I mean, I had to go to Lutheran schools, so I've studied the Bible and I've done catechism and I know the stories, but it doesn't, when I really read it and I analyze things, there's so many pieces of it that don't make sense to me that I'm not the one, like, it's not up to me to decide if it's right or wrong. Do you know what I mean? But to me, I find it, it's like, it doesn't make sense when you think about even the way that they celebrate Christ. It's like if you really look at the time and the place where he was at and everything and the people that he was with and everything that he represents, the stories that they're telling, I find them like, how can that even be true? Like, how can you know what I mean?
Well, we spoke about this last night, like the four Gospels, Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John, when they were written in different areas in the world, but they all told the same facts. How was that possible back then? Nobody had a phone.
Except for the fact that it's like now, it's like, how is it that, because if you look at the writings then, it's just like talking about, and I'm not trying, like you said, I'm like really trying to understand this because it says in the, there's certain scriptures in the original when you're talking about these people writing it, where it talks about women being less, where it talks about slavery, where it talks about, it talks about having false idols. It talks about, I mean, there were so many rules and regulations and there was so much to the original that is not even like it's hardly even in the Bible now. Do you see what I'm saying?
Yeah, Bibles change over. Anybody has a Bible after the date 1960, the Bible's been so twisted because it's been rewritten. And if you want to get the true story of the Bible, get a Douay Bible that was written before 1960. That's all the original.
I think you'd have to go even before that. Yeah. I mean, I don't know because it's been written, and the last time I looked it up, and I'm telling you, it's been a long time, so I don't really know. But it was 97 times that it had been rewritten in my lifetime, not just through different things, because they take out piece as it evolves. As people change, as times change, when the Bible was originally written, when all this stuff was happening, there were not the people on the planet that there are now.
No, I think I think one has to go actually before the 1840s. Mm-hmm. I think that's when the, if I remember right, I think that's when the Rockefellers got their hands into it.
And that's what's horrifying to me, Rhonda. And I'm going to be honest with you. It's not that I don't doubt your faith, because I see that. I guess one of the things that I said before you came on is what veered you from Catholicism is their views on your abilities.
But it's not exactly, I understand that, but it's not so much the views, it's the faith and belief that I'm living off of. It's not so much the views, I don't pay attention to that so much.
But right, okay. So that's where, I guess that's more clarification of, I know that, you know, you and I both dive in, when we learn about something, we dive in with both feet.
Oh, hell yeah.
And that's, but I just, because you do have abilities that the Catholic Church originally viewed as witchcraft, as being, you would be like stoned to fucking death.
Yeah.
Excuse me, I know, yeah, I'm probably not supposed to cuss. Sorry, Steve.
No.
It's also stated in the Bible that we can do what Jesus did, if not more, okay?
Exactly, and exactly.
Exactly, exactly. So, I mean, but like I said before, you know, like I said last night, you know, people say this to me all the time. You know, I pray, and my prayers don't get answered. Well, guess what? You don't have faith when you pray. You don't believe when you pray. That's why your prayers don't get answered. People aren't faithful to their devotion to Creator.
But is it to Creator or is it to themselves? Is it to the belief? I mean, I'm not questioning it. I'm really asking, because everything that I have learned in this lifetime about even taking religion, taking science, taking humanities and my abilities, everything and combining it, it seems to me that the human race, the human being, is the manifester and in creation as in the image of God. He didn't mess it up. That's my favorite line. Right? So the whole thing about that is that then when you start looking at intention and being thankful, is he saying to you, that's like telling your child, you know, and I know that we've had this discussion. It's like looking at your child and wanting them to do more, like giving them the abilities and wanting them to do more. And then when they do more and they are succeeding, if they don't do it the way you want, punishing them.
No, I understand that.
It doesn't make sense.
I understand that. And that's where the Catholic Church is, in my opinion, doing a few things wrong. They've changed too much over. They've changed so much over that shouldn't have been changed over. And also, the one who agrees with that is the Blessed Mama. She didn't like the changes that the church has made.
Well, Rhonda,
and that is involved in one of the messages.
I wanted to say, Rhonda, that I think Martin Luther, he left the Catholic Church and started the Protestant religion, and because the Catholic Church was starting to charge people for money for their sins to get into heaven. They would tell people, if you've sinned, just come pay us some money and we'll absolve you and let you into heaven.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah.
Well, see, I think that this happens with every religion. It's not about, like what Rhonda was saying, it's not the actual belief or the actual idea, it's when it gets manipulated and controlled by man, all of a sudden things change. It's not then the word of God anymore. It's all of a sudden the word of man, the word of God through man.
Right.
Which is manipulated, even if they don't mean to, even if they don't want to, they can have the purest intentions. But we as human beings have filters. We have judgment. We have things that, so even if you're seeing a message and it's being given to you,
it's
you
by man.
Are still, you're interpreting it.
It's still by man because God has never written anything.
That's
man has written all. Every,
and that's pretty much where it goes.
Every
right?
single There's, Bible, yes. Even the Old Testament and the Torah.
Well, man what I think it. Is interesting right, is the original writings of Christ. Where are those?
He never wrote anything. He just spoke.
And here's what's so, and you think about that. He didn't write. Now, here's the thing is that you think, and he was living with thieves and prostitutes and all of these other things. To me, the gypsies, and that was, you know, that was one of the things that, was really, you know, everybody was, it was really thought against, but Jesus, if you really look at those times, that's probably exactly what he was doing. And he was spreading the word and he was doing these things out of peace and love and joy and not out of everything that they tried then to kill out of him and then incorporated so that they could make a dollar and control the masses.
Well, he was trying to get the people to, you know, not so much submit to Caesar and worship the governing force at that time.
Yeah, and, well, that makes. I mean,
they didn't like that.
And I guess
no.
that's
no,
yeah.
they didn't like that.
Oh, and I guess it, again, this is where I'm like, okay, what when you start talking about Jesus, I guess I just feel like that he's been so. The whole idea has been so manipulated because...
Well, it's been manipulated because, first of all, when the Gospels were written, they don't talk about what Jesus did between times, okay? Like,
right.
what he did before he was preaching the Word of God and what he did. So the Gospel has no recollection of that, and that the only reason for that is because it wasn't important. What was important was what he was doing and trying to get people to believe.
But don't
okay,
you
so
think
that was perfect?
That was the perfect. I think you're right. And I'm trying to believe, but it wasn't just a belief in something. It was a way of life, right? It was like changing the way that you see things, changing the way that you can do the same and more. He was healing
right.
people. He was doing. He wasn't just like walking around talking shit about God. I'm sorry. But he wasn't. He was doing it. He was putting his hands on people. He was healing them. He was changing water to wine. He was feeding the people. To me, that's not that doesn't necessarily mean that he, I mean, maybe he did. Maybe he was able to just manifest it. But probably more likely, what he was able to do is take the water that they had, create crops, create ways for them to create abundance for themselves. There is water to wine.
Yes.
You see, so it's like, so to me, if he's doing that for the people, what are we doing? Like, and I'm not talking, I agree, the New Age, all of that stuff, I separate myself, but I also am walking that line in between.
Well, you know, I don't think any of that is actually New Age, Sherry. I think that's just the criticism. I think that's just the word that they use for the criticism. I think it's all older and more ancient beliefs.
Mm. Well, I think you're right, but when you start talking about that the new galactic blah 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 is coming down to save you and
right yeah we're all going to get teleported beamed up by Scotty
yeah
I've always found it to be pretty half and half, you know, half of it's kind of worth taking in and the other half is just kind of not.
Jerry, about a year and a half ago I spoke to a pastor at a local church and I asked him if I could come in and do some talking and, you know, talk to the parishioners and that. And he said, well, what are you going to talk about? I said, well, I'm what the government's doing, what's coming and what's going to happen. He said, oh, no, you can't do that because God's going to save us all.
Yeah.
That's what
See,
he said.
And that's what gets me. See, that's where I start to get irritated because I feel like, first of all, it's not because it's not a capability. Like if, I mean, it's like I said, but it's like, to me, it's going against everything that we are about because when you say, well, God's going to come in and save us all and this and that, well, he's already said, I don't, and I can't do the exact quote. Maybe Rhonda will be able to, but it's like, basically, you know what? I've given you the ability. Now get off your ass and do it. OK, Okay, he didn't say it.
It's more than that. It's more than that. People don't understand. You know, like I said last night, people say, you know, if there was a God, why would there be people being killed? Why would there be famine? Why would there be anything? Why would there be sickness? Well, you know what? When God created us, he created us in his image, okay? And he put us here. He gave us the option by free will to do what we wanted, okay? He gave us his son. His son died for all of us, okay? Now, the next move is, it's your turn. What are you going to do? You know, he's just waiting on all of us to make the next move, okay?
But I think that's also, don't you think that they use that, like, that's kind of a metaphoric term as well? Like, when you say, well, he died for us, and to me, it's like, because that's, to me, that's taking away responsibility of people. Because all of a sudden, then, they don't have to, they can just ask for forgiveness, and all of a sudden, all the bullshit that they've been throwing up all over the planet is just all of a sudden it goes away.
It doesn't work like that. It doesn't work like that. In the individual, okay, it works like this. If you are deep down, and I can't explain the feeling, when you're sorry for something, you're truly sorry. I mean, your heart is crying over it. That's how it gets released. Okay, if somebody says, okay, I'm going to church, I did something really bad, and I'm going to ask forgiveness, and everything's going to be okay. Meanwhile, they really don't care about what they did. Guess what? That's why everybody is the way they are.
But what about the things that are held within people that are still in creation because of how the body works, that are not of their guilt but of their trauma that were done to them?
Say that again, you broke up.
So what about the things, you know, the trauma that is done to somebody else that they don't need to be sorry for, that they don't need forgiveness for, but is still in manifestation and creation of that lowest vibration?
And see, I understand where you're going with that one. But I don't even know the answer to that one. I truly don't.
I think forgiveness still works on that level. It doesn't have to be.
Well, how do you? Okay, so if
could
see,
be something
where,
that's done to you, you can still have forgiveness, but for the other
I
person,
fight with
it's
that.
The same issue.
I battle with that.
Forgiveness
is something that you can't. You can say that you forgive somebody over and over and over again, and you can pray about it, but let something come rearing its ugly head back up, and you are right in that vibration, right in that space, and you are reliving the same thing again. So I don't believe that. I just don't believe that. I think that that is something that, again, when he said, in my image, and now do upon as you will, he's not saying, okay, well, you have to do it the way I wanted to. He's like, you figure it out. Now you are the creator. Now you create,
yes.
You manifest, and you will reap what you sow, basically. That is
treat the others the way you want to be treated yourself. Yes,
that's right. This coming is not about, to me, the coming is not about demons coming up. We live with demons every day. They're everywhere. They're all around us. I don't care what anybody says. I see them all the time. So fine.
Yeah, well, that's part of it. That's part
that's
of it,
it.
Jerry.
But that's the balance to me. Like, we have to have
that's the
both.
Balance. Right, but listen, if you bring yourself to a place of balance, okay, in the spiritual sense, there's a spiritual war going on right now, like I said before, okay, so if you bring yourself into balance and you're finally at peace with things, there's going to be something that's going to take you away from that peace and pull you into that hole, and it's for the reason of what's going on right now in the world, because of what I said to the messages of Fatima. Okay.
Because it's because of the battle between good and evil, is that, I mean, I'm just clarifying.
Yeah.
Like it's, yeah.
Yeah. And I'm going to use the word Satan is trying to drag everybody with him. He's in battle right now with the blessed mother. For real.
Gary.
What? Sorry, I missed that bit.
Okay. You gave me some definitions today. Oh, let's find those.
I did.
Do you know where they are?
I'm just looking.
We were talking
second.
About language, Rhonda. And here's the thing when you
right.
said Satan, because here's
okay,
what I
yeah,
want.
Okay, I got it.
Okay, so go ahead.
Should I just read it out, what it was saying?
Yeah, read the whole thing.
Okay,
yeah.
So first of all, it's got demon. It says originally from the Greek word daimon, daimon, for knowledge. Lucifer, originally from the Latin word lucemferre, or light carrier, also meaning Venus, morning star too. Satan, originally a Hebrew word meaning adversary or questioner. And then the last one is devil, originally from the Greek word diabolos or accuser. And then underneath that it says, so these are just names the church called people that today would be known as scientists, humanists, or atheists.
I thought that
was fascinating. Right, because look what that does. Look what that does to the soul. And I think the exploration is right there. It puts questions in your mind and within your being. Anything of trueness is not going to do that.
Hey, Rhonda.
Okay, so anything, it's just like if you ask a question, like I told Terry yesterday, if you ask somebody a question and they give you a yes or a no, but then they give you a mediocre answer, like, I don't know. Okay, that's quote-unquote Satan coming in, ripping the truth up, and making everything, you know, you doubt and second guess.
Say, Rhonda.
And I'm only using quote-unquote Satan because that's the only word I can use that best fits the scenario.
Say, Rhonda.
Yeah?
Rhonda, you can just speak normally. You don't have to... The louder you get...
I get excited. I'm sorry.
it gets a little distorted.
Well, here's the thing that I see in that is that I think that most people are in creation of their own hell. And I think that there are vibrations and energies out there that are also living in that and that are attracted to it. And yes,
right.
they will on a dimensional level, which this is where I don't think that the Catholic Church even expands into. And so it's so Neanderthal in so many ways because it leaves out like a majority of what we are in experiencing on this planet to me. It's like, you know, the demons and all these other things that people are so afraid of because they don't vibrate in that level. They're not seeing that there are all kinds of vibrations that affect people. It's like a perfect example is if, and I know that you'll know this one, because if you go into an old folks' home and there is no activity, there's no music, there's no sunlight, and all there is medication and doctors and the smell of bleach and all of that.
And TVs, yeah.
And televisions and the bright lights. Those patients, statistically, what, they're going to live 3 months?
Not as long as others, yeah.
Right. But, and their bodies actually will deform. It's not just like they just, you know, wither away and die. They literally will deform. They will turn into like, they look like creatures from beyond. Their bodies cripple up. They don't have movement. Their everything, they turn into these creatures basically because there's no stimulation. There's no life. There's no nothing. And then
they don't call them nursing homes anymore, Sherry. They call them rehabilitation centers or elderly centers or something like that.
That's gross.
Because nursing homes gives a bad, it gives a bad vibe.
Oh. Care homes over here.
Care homes, yeah.
Well, you do. There are some that now, I'm sure people have seen it on Facebook where they actually brought in a daycare. And did a daycare
in
an old folks home, right? Those people, not only did they have extended life and all of these other things, but my point is that it's like those are the vibrational levels that people get stuck in, and there are dimensions that are also stuck in those vibrations. And so if we do not vibrate at a level that is above these boxes that everybody keeps trying to shove us into, we are just going to recreate the same experiences. If you look throughout history, that's what we've done over and over and over with more technology, more drama, more money, more this, more that, but it's still the same story.
Do you think maybe like a big part, I mean, I'm not any expert on the Bible and religions and that, but do you think maybe the crux of that with religions is to do with creation itself? Isn't that something that is... not really talked about from the perspective that you're talking about it, Sherry? It's more like creation is something you're given and you shouldn't really question that. Is that right or wrong? Or
It's God created everything in 7 days, right?
Yeah, of course. Yeah.
And
so,
I think that,
so it's not really our job to create our reality, is it really, from that view?
Well, it depends, because when you say in the image of, again, then you should also in 7 days be able to create. Do you see what I'm saying? I mean, it's like there's so much contradiction.
Yeah, you can interpret it either way, can't you, really?
That's right. And so to me, when I'm looking at it, I'm thinking, okay, well, what Jesus is saying, since he's going around and he's doing all the things that Well, in my opinion, he does. He uses alchemy. He uses magic. He turns a stick into a snake.
He uses mind control.
Into a stick into a staff.
He uses mind control.
All these different things. That's witchcraft. I mean, that's, you know, all these. He was a druid. He was walking the earth, and he was showing people how to connect back into the planet, how to connect into God for real, not the God that's been manipulated, in my opinion.
When I was learning a bit of Hebrew a little while ago, the thing that interested me was in the versions of the Bible that were originally written in Hebrew, God was not, it wasn't singular. It was to be interpreted, well, it was both. It was plural and singular. Elohim, I think, was the term, which is both. So it kind of, it's not just one God that rules over all. It's also all the beings. You know, that's the way I interpreted it, because it was left open. It was either plural or singular.
Which would make sense if he's in creation. And like I said, it'd be like, it's like a mother giving birth to a child and then saying, oh, well, he's not human. You know, if God is in creation and he's doing it in the image of, he's creating, we are then creators. And it's something to where we have taken no responsibility. We want to throw it off on religion and the government. And you see the structures of our society, and that's a reflection of what we have basically adapted to or okayed or, you know, created.
Mm.
Is Rhonda still here?
I'm here. I'm listening. I'm here. Okay. Yeah, I'm here.
I couldn't see the screen. Anyway.
Yeah. No, I mean, and you know what? I understand your point with all you're saying. But I think the main focus right now is people gotta get connected with God. People have to. I mean, you're at a time right now that things are gonna get ugly. Things are gonna get ugly. And you know what? I'm not throwing the New Age under the bus, but I'm telling you something, all you New Agers out there, there's deception in everything that you're learning. And there's a reason for it. There's a reason for it. So you have to be really careful. You really have to be careful. I have a few links that I'll text to Steven right now, and we'll see if you can put them up. There's a woman by the name of Claire. Let me see. Her name is, she came out in the 1980s. She was a lawyer, believe it or not. And she wrote a book called Hidden Dangers of the Rainbow. And the book is a fascinating book about the enemy's deception, which, quote-unquote, is supposed to be Satan. Hold on. And there's also a... I'll send you the name of the book, even.
Did you say Hidden Dangers of the Rainbow?
Hidden Dangers of the Rainbow.
Okay, that says...
And her name...
That says Constance...
Her name is Constance Cumby.
It was. Constance Cumby, yes.
Constance.
I've got it up.
Cumby. Okay.
I've got it.
And she's got some fascinating information. She's got 7 short presentations that you can watch on YouTube that talks about all of the things that I'm trying to explain.
Hmm. I will have to watch. And I'm interested. I mean, I'm open. I want to understand more about what's going on. I just have this, to me, again, when you start, because the New Age, and you and I've had this discussion, I think it's been almost 2 years where I made a proclamation, which I hardly ever do, but all who are followed shall fall. It's not because it's New Age. It's not because it's because people are creating pathways that they really don't understand. And they are all.
Exactly.
And the thing is, though, is it doesn't, everybody is on their staircase exactly where they need to be. And it's not, it's like, so, but people can choose. They don't have to stay where they are. They can decide. If they're not in happiness, they need to take a look. And if your beliefs take you to a place of where you are feeling guilt and you are feeling remorse and you're feeling fear and you're feeling all these things, I'd suggest that you take a look inside for that as well. You know, that's the only, I don't have an opinion. All I can do is say that that's how I determine for myself. And my belief in Christ and my belief in the universe and God and how we are created and how we are manifesting, it changes all the time.
Well, Sherry,
I have another book that was very good to people in the Catholic faith, and it's called Ransom from Darkness, The New Age Christian Faith and the Battle for Souls, and that's by Moira Noonan, M-O-I-R-A. N-O-O-N-A-N.
Did you say now, Ransom?
She was, huh?
Did you say Ransom from Darkness?
Yeah, Ransom from Darkness, the New Age Christian Faith in the Battle for Souls. And she was brought up a Catholic, and she left the Catholic religion and got into Reiki, she got into Buddhism, she got into all the things that we know about. And she wrote this book. It's an excellent book to read. And her name is, like I said, Moira, M-O-I-R-A, Noonan, N-O-O-N-A-N. And she explains different things in this book about, you know, if you do Reiki, if you do crystals, if you do different things. And this is a fascinating book for me to read. It held my attention. I read it in about 2 days. It's not a long book, but it was just so interesting to me, you know.
I think it's fascinating I think it's fascinating to take a look at the planet and what's happening and how these fluxes of energy that are coming through. And I know that I've talked to Gary in depth, and I think I've talked to Rhonda and Steven about it some, but
yeah,
this energy that is fluxing, that is pushing through people, that is pushing us, everything. It's not just the anchors, right? It's everything that is a belief that is the deep within the cell of our being is being projected out and being pulled forward. And so it's just interesting for me to see you are the third person in probably the last 2 months that has gone back to an original faith, or at least at least pulling from that space, because so much fear is hitting the planet and people do not understand and they do not know what's going on and they are in fear.
Yes, they are.
And I felt that a lot in not in a religious sense, but I felt a pull back to the kind of past and things that I've believed in the past recently.
Yes, because what happens is that when we go into fear, it's that fight or flight, and we go back into what we know or what we think will save us, the survivor. And it's
right. And you know what's funny though is I don't have any fear. I'm just doing what felt right to me. And
but see how awesome is that?
I mean, I think that's,
yeah.
Well,
things have exploded.
Well, say guys, we only have about a minute and a half left here until the break. So I thought maybe we could kind of wrap it up here.
All right, then.
Any last thoughts or anything?
I'm home. Oh. I'm going to go in and get changed. Can I call you guys back when I'm settled?
No, I still have another hour. You can call the others back, but not me.
Keep going. We're done.
Okay. All right.
It took you that entire 50 minutes to get home?
No, I'm still sitting in my car up the street in the parking lot at a grocery store because I have to go in and get some avocados.
I see.
I love
I'm
you
waiting
guys,
for it to
and
stop
I'll talk
raining.
To you later. Oh, yeah.
All right. Bye, guys. I love you all. I'll see you later.
Thanks
Thank
for
you.
Having us on,
love
Steven.
You guys.
Bye,
Ron.
Thank
bye, everyone.
You, Steven.
Bye, Gary. Bye, Sherry. Well, I'll just go ahead and wait for the break here. I mean, everybody can stay on for a minute or so. Tell us where, tell us, Sherry, about how people can contact you or something.
Oh, well, they can contact me through PIR. I am a host there with Elemental.
They don't know what PIR
Evolution.
Is.
Oh, People's Internet Radio. Sorry. You can contact me through People's Internet Radio. You can find me on Facebook, Sherry Wisdom.
And there's the music for the break there. So thanks, guys, for coming on.
Thanks, Steven.
Talk to you soon. And we'll be right back, everyone, after this break.